some people. I don't want wars. I want wars less than almost anybody. Peace through strength. But you know what? I've watched Iran for a long time. I've called them out 20 years ago when I was a civilian that liked watching the world. And they're violent, vicious people, the leadership, violent, vicious people.
So it's a little unfair. You know, you win a war, but they have no right to be doing what they're doing. But we're hitting them very hard. And today is a big day where we're pounding a certain area that has very much to do with the Strait. And I think we'll get it going very soon.
I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba. That'd be good. That's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth? They're a very weakened nation right now.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God. And therefore, and I won't do that.
And any tongue that rises against him will be condemned according to the word of God.
It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
Hello, friends. This is the 13th update on the war on Iran and effectively the Global South. And we're covering the 15th and the 16th of March. And we have a lot to go over. First, as we've seen from the intro videos, Trump's won. But those Iranians, they're not playing fair. How dare they close the Straits of Hormuz? That's not fair. They don't have a right to do that. In fact, they've lost. Why haven't they lost? I mean, don't they understand they've lost? I'm Trump. I've beaten them. I am the man destined by God. God himself has told, you know, through Paula White and other psychopathic, heretic, pseudo-Christians, you know, raising your hand or your voice against Trump is like raising your hand and voice against God because he's the anointed of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This is where the U.S. is now. You have generals even repeating this kind of moronic idiocy. You are a theocracy, a burgeoning theocracy with a man, God, emperor, who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know, he's beaten Iran, but he can't beat Iran. It's interesting to watch this. He's all over the place. Between his morning, lunch, brunch, dinner, and midnight snack tweets, or I'm sorry, Truth Socials, he's all over the place. So the man that's beaten everybody and is now looking at Cuba to conquer Cuba, after all, the Viceroy of Latin America needs a little more land. It's not enough Venezuela. Marco Rubio needs to rule over a bigger area as Viceroy because that's where his family's from. The Viceroy class of the old Spanish aristocracy. So, there you go. He needs more. So we go into what? We go into desperation mode. You've got Lindsey Graham, old Nancy. They're threatening Saudi Arabia. Oh, how Nancy likes to threaten. He's a Karen all the way around. Even the color of the hair is just right for being a Karen. He loves threatening because, you know, he's a big, big man. He's a big, powerful man sitting in the Senate there. He's also wanted terrorist and criminal in Russia. So maybe there'll be a bounty on his head. And, yeah, that'd be a real interesting aspect for him next time he goes out of the country to spend $800,000 of taxpayers' money for 3 nights at the Radisson in Ukraine. Somebody may want to collect on that bounty. Nancy, you need to be a little more careful. Just you know, be a little more careful, Nancy. Because you may wind up being standing in front of justice before you stand before Christ and justice. Oh, ho, ho, ho. So, the Armada of Peace. We have the Board of Peace and its first war. And the Board of Peace is spawning the Armada of Peace. Because it's unfair. It's unfair, I tell you. It's absolutely unfair that the Iranians are still firing missiles and closing the Straits of Hormuz. Well, except for Iranian ships, Pakistani ships, and anybody else that Iran says, you can go through because, you know, you're not supporting the Russian Empire. I'm the Russian, what am I saying? The American Empire. The Russian Empire up there, up the north, is actually supporting Iran. My bad. So yes, so anyways, as we, so Trump pleads, threatens, you know, if NATO doesn't come through, it's going to be bad for NATO. It's going to be real bad for NATO. I think this is actually part of his plan to get out of NATO and then push the new remains of NATO, which will become the European army, into a war with Russia. Because Trump wants to be on the neutral side so he can sell equipment. And it's not necessarily Trump. That's the big American plan. I mean, I read first articles coming out of this point. I read in Forbes in 1998, for God's sakes, about it having another good war in another good war in Europe, like the previous good war, World War II, where the U.S. got itself out of the Great Depression and became a leading superpower economically in the world. Back in 1998, they were already discussing this. We need to push Europe into another big war. We can write off our debts and become creditors and rebuild Europe and cha-ching, cha-ching. So, of course, you're going to make cha-ching during the war itself. And the U.S. has tons and tons of equipment that's been put away. I mean, we're looking at about 5,500, maybe 6,000 M1s and M1A1 tanks alone. You know, 5,000 to 6,000 Bradleys, older models, of course. All of this, you know, either you cut it up or you sell it. Much better to sell it. You make a profit off of it without having to spend money on cutting it up. For that, you need to push the Europeans into something. For that, Trump needs to be neutral. He's threatened NATO. Knowing that NATO, you know, in other countries he's threatened. Okay, this is the response to Trump's peace armada. Japan, who gets 70% of their oil from the Persian Gulf, silence. South Korea, no confirmation. We're thinking about it. So, translation, don't call us, we'll call you. Germany, no. Norway, no. Qatar, not only no, but we've shut down the LNG plants, and this is going to be a catastrophe. United Arab Emirates, which, by the way, is getting hit. It's getting hit because it allowed the U.S. HIMARS systems to fire TACMs into Iran from their territory, so they've gotten hit. You see their oil facilities burning. But the UAE's response was Gulf states tried to stop this war. You didn't listen? No. France? No. Even though it's supposed to send its eight frigates over there to do just that. Maybe they turned around. Maybe they surrendered. Maybe they saw a mean Houthi standing on the somewhere on the Cape as they were crossing the Red Sea, and they went, oh, no, 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 we surrender. Please have mercy on our souls. China? I think they were laughing. You know, they were sort of laughing hysterically at this point. I mean, look, first of all, at the way the U.S. is going, if China ever has a good moment to take Taiwan by force before the U.S. arms it up and turns it into further into some kind of fortress anti-China, using the Republican Chinese Army, which was, by the way, the name of the armed forces of Taiwan, if you're ever in doubt, this would be a prime time. You know, give it a few more days or a week or two, and the U.S. is going to be so bogged down, especially if they go for ground forces, that this is going to be just a disaster from hell. In the UK, we're discussing our options. It's going to be a very long discussion. In other words, let's do lunch sometime. Voila. And what the funny part of it too was, you know, Trump's talking about, oh, it's not really much to do. It's just, you know, it's not dangerous. It's not much of a job. Why don't you do it? And their response is basically, why don't you do it? You're the one that started a war. Get a couple Israeli frigates in there too. They'll really have fun. And this, there's an insane plan that the neocons are pushing to use 28 nuclear weapons. To dig a tunnel or a canal, might blast it south of the Straits of Hormuz and build a new strait, with 28 nuclear weapons. I mean, you know the radiation that's going to be in that area. It's going to contaminate the water when it comes through. It's going to contaminate the soil around it. I mean, this is, leave it to the neocons. I mean, these guys, these guys are mental geniuses. I mean, this is the brain trust of America. What can you say? This is the ruling class of America. Oh, Lord have mercy on their souls in this case. So what's the next theme? The next theme is, it's all fake. All fake. What do I mean? What I mean is, Trump has stated that, first of all, let's put it this way. All satellite images of the last 2 weeks in the Middle East have disappeared. Well, from American companies. Incredibly, there are still satellite images that show displays of burnt out American equipment, destroyed bases, and so on and so on. Amazingly, you know, China and Russia have satellites. I know. You're thinking, it's like, oh, look at these guys. They're primitive apes over there. How could they have satellites? Even the Iranian primitive apes have a couple satellites. I know. You're going, where did this come from? How could this be? It's not like the Russians were first in space or something. Or the Chinese can out-manufacture the U.S., you know, 3-1 or 5-1 or 10-1. No, it couldn't be that. No. But they magically have satellites. That's right, satellite. I know. Your day's just blown out of the water right now when you're thinking, this, wow, the Russians and Chinese have satellites. Iranians have satellites. Indians have satellites. Holy mother, what are we going to do? And they're providing imaging. That's right. So U.S. companies that want to show anything, or U.S. media, could actually just go buy Russian or Chinese or, you know, Indian, or go ask the Iranians. They'll happily give you those images. they might even give you a honorarium for taking their images. Have $100. You know, thanks for showing the images of what we're doing to the U.S. bases. But Trump has stated, and, you know, it must be true, because if the God Emperor has stated, the anointed of God himself has stated, how can we go against the anointed of God? And the anointed of God has stated, it's all fake. If anything has American equipment burning, it's all AI. And the drones are AI. Watch this video of the statement and the drones.
Like Iran has been. So they put out phony story, the kamikaze boats. The kamikaze boats don't exist. They're fake. And you can almost see that when you look at them. It looks great, yeah. Because if they did exist, we'd hit them just like we hit other boats all over the place. But they don't exist. In fact, some of the people say, where are the boats? Well, how come nobody's seen the boats? You know why? Because it's AI generated. It's fake. And I found, I didn't realize this before that we started, but Iran is known for a lot of fake news, and they deal with our fake news. And I actually think it's pretty criminal, because our media companies, who have no credibility whatsoever, are putting out information that they know is false.
I mean, Trump is even talking about charging U.S. media with treason for showing these fake videos and of American equipment burning because they're fake because they're AI. Now, let's go down the battlefront because we've got enough of, wait. Here's Trump having a moment where he's actually, I guess, confessing. He's got to be hard on the mind. He's confessing. So now that Trump's confessed, I mean, sometimes you just got to let a little truth out. It makes it easier on the soul. So the war goes on. The war goes on in every direction these days. The Houthis are, one, they're threatening to close the straits fully, the straits of Bab el Mandebisky. Wow, that's a mouthful. Anyways, they're threatening to close the straits that lead in and out of the Red Sea. If they do that, especially for Western traffic, that's a total collapse. Now the only choice you've got is to go around the Horn of Africa. And this is really bad weather around the Horn of Africa about this time of year, because there it's fall, autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. And this is really, I mean, it's bad enough between the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean on a regular basis. There's storms that hit in between those two bodies of water. But at this time of year, oh yeah, baby, that's going to be a fun ride. Never mind, you got to go all the way around Africa, and Africa is a big place. And to back that up, the Choyus Lion, who names these ships, which is an American-owned ship, it's a tanker. You see the picture right there, it's burning, and the Yemenis took it out in the Red Sea. Next video, which you're watching right now, is ceremonies, burial ceremonies for Iraqi, not Iranian, Iraqi fighters who have been fighting with the U.S. Those 2,000 men I've been telling you about in various videos that have been just abandoned by the U.S. government on three different bases, including the Green Zone. And you can see right there, the Green Zone is getting hit. They've been abandoned there. But these Iraqis are the Iraqis that died fighting, and they're still continuous fighting. You see a drone slamming into the U.S. Embassy, the Green Zone. This is all very, very serious. Israel is using white phosphorus. It started a ground offensive into southern Lebanon, a serious ground offensive. They're calling up reservists left and right, these same reservists they've been calling up for the last 2 years, which kills their own economy, by the way. And they've called up all these reservists, and they started a ground offensive using white phosphorus on civilian areas. Yes, Russia has used white phosphorus, so does the U.S. Russia has used white phosphorus on Ukrainian military positions, not on civilians. Israel's using it on civilians. They're doing some, I guess, on military positions, but they're doing it very liberally. They don't care about collateral damage. It's not collateral damage to Israel, it's bonus points. And to that point, Polish MP Jan Suz Korwin-Mikke, he stated right. He said, you know, Iran didn't launch these missiles into Turkey, drones into Azerbaijan. It's Israel. It's Israeli false flags. I mean, we've already seen Israeli agents have been arrested. So more and more of these MPs and people in Eastern Europe are starting to speak out, including the president of Spain. We haven't heard from the king of Spain, but we've heard from the president of Spain, or prime minister of Spain, rather, that Spain is not going either. And we see more and more of these, at least individual MPs, they're starting to speak out and going, you know, Israel's a pariah state. We're not backing them. But Israel's getting pummeled. Israel is seriously getting pummeled. People think that it's not getting hit. Oh, it is getting hit. Watch the videos. There's going to be videos of Israel getting hit. And that's from Iran, Israel getting hit. And now that Israel, the following videos And these videos are next is Israel getting hit by Hezbollah, because Hezbollah started launching missiles, and one day they launched over 200 missiles. These are short-range missiles into Israel. The reason they can do that is because the Israeli Iron Dome and Arrow systems are out of ammunition. That's it. You know, they really can't do much to stop. They're only occasionally firing. They have very limited ammunition what's left. They've been neutralized. They've been overwhelmed. That was by the Iranians. So now the Hezbollah is fighting. You know, and none of this has had to happen. Hezbollah actually stayed out of this until news came in that Khamenei was murdered, Khamenei Sr. And the best response, by the way, the U.S. Intelligence Department can do for Khamenei Jr. Is he's gay. That's right, that's right. They've now posted this across the social media. And because he's gay, he needs to be killed and the government needs to be overthrown. Oh, Lord have mercy. And these people are making how much money every year? And this is the elite of the American intelligence? I mean, seriously? You know, it bereaves me to say this, but oh, it doesn't. These people are idiots. But they're idiots that have access to other idiots that sit above them and are capable of causing a lot of trouble and death and destruction, as we've seen. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, this is Western intelligence, or at least American intelligence. Case. I don't think that anybody else is all that much better. And it's getting worse. So Trump is starting to really freak out. I mean, look, the following videos are of FPV drones hitting an American base. I don't know which base this is, but more likely it's probably Kuwait or somewhere around there, or maybe UAE. For FPV drones. These are long-range FPV drones, of course, but, you know, Qatar and Bahrain are still too far away to be hit by FPV drones in this case. I mean, the Persian Gulf's not a gigantic waterway or water body of water, but it's still wide enough that you can't fly FPV drones. But Qatar is right across there. And, I mean, I'm sorry, Qatar, UAE is very close and easy to hit range, and so is Kuwait. At least for flying in from, they're flying in from Iran. I mean, I'm sorry, Iraq. But even from Iran, it's at least parts of it, it's close enough. Yeah, so now you see what they're dealing with. Now, it's not all roses for Iran either. Iran's industries are being hit. I see a smoke coming up. Now, Iran has told U.S. companies, get your people out, you know, that for your manufacturing. Now you've hit our manufacturing, we're going to start taking out your manufacturing. American manufacturing, American companies in the Middle East, up and down, well, in the Persian Gulf, Iran's going to go after them. Not everybody's industry, not British industry, not French industry, not local industry, but even American-owned industry is not going to be targeted. I mean, this is going to be a hit on the bottom line, by the way, and a tax base for American companies. And they're going to be coming hand in hat, probably, or hat in hand, let me phrase that, to the U.S. government asking for compensation for losses or suing the U.S. government. You just watch. It's going to happen for all the losses they have. Hopefully, they don't have any workers killed, but this is the reality of what we're seeing right now. And it's all driven by the U.S. government and Israel. Who both have gotten themselves into a quagmire. They were warned about by hundreds of experts constantly, and they still went at it because they're idiots, because they're demented idiots. You got two demented idiots both thinking they're now God's gift to humanity, and quite literally both are the anointed prophets of God. And they talk about Iranians. Iranian has a bunch of fanatics, religious fanatics. Seriously? Looked at a mirror lately? Oh. So now we're going to go into a very short short segment of Clown World. Or don't do stupid things because stupid should hurt. And boy, is India stupid hurting. This chart is what India was paying for Russian oil. Let's remember that about 2 months before India, before all this started, India went to the Knesset trying to go through the Israelis and AIPAC to get influence over the U.S. They agreed to give all intelligence to the U.S. They dropped Russia as a supplier and went to Saudi Arabia. They dropped Iran as a supplier with Saudi Arabia. They betrayed Iran. And they've done a lot of things. So when Russia said, sure, you can buy our surplus oil that we were holding back because the market price was too low, no discounts, and you get a surcharge. And if you don't like it, sit there without oil. Because India is now screwed. 19th day and counting, and India can't get oil out of the Middle East, especially after Modi, as I'll remind you, had two Iranian tankers confiscated as contraband after they unloaded the oil into India. So, you know, I mean, this is a bottom of the barrel scum move, and he did that. So here's his fatality. You know, now you're going to be paying not only the price of market price, but a surcharge on top of that. Don't like it? Life's a bitch. Should have been smarter, old man. Should have been smarter. Modi wasn't. All of India gets to suffer now. And the Indian government loses lots of money. Indian corporations lose lots of money. They're paying premium prices. Don't like it? Sit without oil. See how you like that. Yeah, that's the price of betrayal. Trying to get the better deal when he shouldn't have. But Estonia's to the rescue. Listen to this video with Estonia. You gotta love this. The massive superpower of Estonia. It's already saved Ukraine. It is the bulwark of NATO. And now they're coming to save the U.S. and Israel from Iran. Luckily, they actually are far enough north that Iran can't reach them. Because it probably would. It should. We could do it, but we're not going to, unfortunately. Russia's, yeah, I don't know. So, what else have we got in, yes. We've got the final evidence that Mexico's next. It's not going to be Cuba, it's going to be Mexico. You know why? The Mexicans burnt a statue of Baal. Let's remind you, Iranians burned a statue of Baal toward the Epstein elites as a threat to the Epstein elites, because we know what the Epstein elites do. The Baal worshippers, which, by the way, Epstein had an account named Baal. The gods that they, the god that they worship, and the human sacrifice they delivered to, for power. So Mexico's burnt an image of Baal. So, you know, the Epstein elite can't let that slide. No, they can't. They're going to have to go after Mexico now. Cuba's going to have to wait. Sorry, Cuba. You got to wait. Mexico overstepped the boundary there. It's time to go after Mexico. You think I'm kidding? Oh, I guess we'll see. We will live and see. Oh, Lord. Look, even when you laugh at some of this stuff, because, you know, it's laugh or cry. I mean, it's your choice. Maybe when you laugh at some of this stuff, just remember there's a lot of civilians getting killed that didn't do anything to deserve what these idiot leaders are doing. Well, they did to a degree because they didn't overthrow these idiot leaders. There's still hope for us in this wide world. Maybe things will change. There were more additional demonstrations in Israel, Zionist demonstrations. So those will grow. And, you know, I think the biggest threat to the regime in Israel is the Israeli people. As they keep getting pummeled, as their sons keep getting killed, or their daughters keep getting killed also in the greater Israel project, maybe they'll get sick and tired of it enough that it won't be 50 or 100 or 200 people coming out. Maybe like 100,000 people coming out and going, that's it. We're done with this crap. But until then, we'll live and see. We will live and see. The war rolls on. It is expanding. We will hope that, of course, it doesn't expand any further. I'm going to do an extra video on all the things that are going to be facing the Middle East, or in particular, the Persian Gulf, once this is over. Whenever this is over. So this is going to have massive effects. It's going to have knock-on effects. Look, you know, if you're in Southern Europe, and you're in southern parts of the U.S., it's planting season. Fertilizer is at all-time prime costs, particularly, well, the U.S. at least buys Russian fertilizer. Europe is too stupid to buy Russian fertilizer, or Europe, I mean the European Union, is too stupid to buy Russian fertilizer, so, and they can't get any Qatari. They are screwed, and we'll see. We'll see. Well, I'll do a video on that, outlining all the points of all the things that have gone bad and all the challenges that are going to be faced down the road to get things back up and running. All right. God bless. Let's pray for the people that the civilians have died, and that Trump isn't insane enough to throw away the lives of the 82nd Airborne or his Marine Expeditionary Forces, and the Iranians don't have to die fighting the these guys, which they will fight and destroy, absolutely. I believe that, but and somebody said, oh, this will be like, Mr. Trump, aren't you afraid this is going to be a Vietnam? It's not going to be a Vietnam. It's going to be a Korea. This is a whole different, first of all, it's mountainous. Second of all, this is a whole different level. This isn't hit and run tactics by the Viet Cong. And irregular units of the North Vietnamese Army. This is North Korean Army and Chinese Army fighting the U.S. in the mountains. This is what this will be. This will be a replay of Korea, writ small, because Korea, actually, the U.S. had a lot of troops in there. The U.S. doesn't have those troops to send anymore. And to get those troops, by the way, they had to call back a lot of people that had just gotten demobilized from World War II, and to be sent right back over into Korea. So, you know, you thought you were done. Nope. No, you were not. So we'll see. We'll see. Support the channel by signing up. You know, register with the channel. Become a member. Click the little icon. Spread the word. Give a thumbs up. The algorithm loves those thumbs up. It gets this video spread out. The more people see it, the channel grows. God bless. Cheers.